My message is very short. Here it is. It's all about the gift. It's all about the gift. Period. Now notice I said gift, not gifts. Because the world always likes to take a small portion of what God designs and tries to redefine it. It's all about the gift. So, I can't remember exactly when, but a while ago I read a story. I don't know if it's a true story or if it's a made-up story, but it touched my heart. And I remember when I read it, I literally thought, Christmas morning, I'm going to read this story. So here it is. Years ago, a very wealthy man shared with his devoted young son a passion for art collecting. Together, they traveled the world, adding only the finest art treasures to their collection. Priceless works by Picasso, Van Gogh, Monet, and many others adorned the walls of their family estate. I know my wife was thinking, he actually said Monet. I didn't say Monette. All right, so Monet. The widowed father looked on with satisfaction as his only son became an experienced art collector. The son's trained eye and sharp business mind caused his father great pride as they dealt with art collectors around the world. In 1914, as winter approached, war engulfed the nation, and the young man was called up to serve his country. After only a few short weeks, his father received a telegram that he had been dreading. His beloved son had been killed in action, saving the life of a friend. Distraught and lonely, the old man faced the upcoming Christmas holidays with anguish and sadness in his heart. The joy of the Christmas season that he and his son had so looked forward to was gone. But on Christmas morning, there was a knock at the door. And as the old man opened the door, he was greeted by a young soldier with a large package in his hand on leave from the Western Front. He introduced himself to the man by saying, "I was a friend of your son." I was the one that he was rescuing when he died. May I come in for a few moments? I have something to show you. And as the two began to talk, the soldier told the old man how his son often talked of his father's love of art. "I'm an artist," he said, "and I want to give you this." And as the old man unwrapped the package, he saw that it was a portrait of his son. And although the world would never consider it a work of art or of genius, the painting showed the face of the old man's son in great detail. Overcome with emotion, the father hung the portrait of his son over the fireplace, moving aside millions of dollars of art to make space for just this portrait. The old man then sat in his chair and spent Christmas gazing at the gift he had been given. The painting of his son soon became his most prized possession, far eclipsing any interest in the pieces of art for which museums around the world clamored. 10 years later, the old man died, and the art world waited with anticipation for the upcoming auction. According to the father's will, all the artworks would be auctioned on Christmas Day, the day he had received the greatest gift. The day soon arrived, and the art collectors from around the world gathered to bid on some of the world's most spectacular paintings. The auction began with a painting that was not on anyone's list. It was the painting of the father's son by the young soldier. The auctioneer asked for an opening bid, but the room was strangely silent. "Who will open the bidding for $100? No one spoke. Finally, someone said, who cares about that painting? It's just a picture of his son. Let's move on to the good stuff. The auctioneer responded, no, we have to sell this one first. Now, who will bid for the son? After a long, awkward pause, finally a neighbor of the old man offered $50. That's all I have. I knew the boy, so I'd like to have it. The auctioneer said, going once, going twice, sold. Cheers filled the room. And someone explained, now we can get to bidding on the real treasures. And the auctioneer looked at the room filled with people, then announced that the auction was over. And everyone was stunned. Someone spoke up and said, what do you mean it's over? We didn't come here for a painting of the old man's son. There's millions of dollars worth of art still in here. What's going on? And the auctioneer replied, it's really very simple. According to the old man's will, whoever received the painting of his son would get all the rest. That's Christmas. Whether you received it or not, or understood it or not, that's Christmas. He who receives the Son of God gets all that God has to offer. John said in his gospel, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. The true light that gives light to every man has come into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Verse 12, listen to this. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. In Ephesians, chapter 2, it says this, verse 4, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Verse 8, for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this is not of yourselves. It is a gift from God. Not by works, so that no man may boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. It's all about the gift. And he who receives the gift receives it all. That gift is Jesus. And the greatest heartache and pain is not to recognize it. For there is life in no other name. There is hope in no other name. There is forgiveness in no other name except Jesus. Merry Christmas.